Well, good morning, everyone. Here's where things settle on Tuesday. August feeders, 368.15, down 227.5. September feeder cattle, 366.97, down 1.85. June live cattle, 255.15, down 67 cents. Still no deliveries against that June live cattle contract here. Old Estate still back in November 2025. August live cattle, 246, down 1.35. The real-time feeder cattle index is up $2.17, around 372.86. The cattle complex gave back Monday's gains Tuesday, with feeders closing 42 to $2.27 lower, and live cattle closing 67 cents to $1.35 lower. As we get close to the upper end of the trading range in futures, expect to see more days like Tuesday here. The complex is trying to decide whether conditions warrant another run at all-time highs, and that's not a decision that it makes in a straight line here. The big picture hasn't changed much. We saw a lot of Fed cattle cash trade over the weekend, and this week will likely follow the same pattern. Bulk of the trade holding out until later in the week. Boxes have remained strong and volatile. Feeder cattle continue to sell well. Last week's cattle on feed report was mostly neutral, and in a market like this one, those reports seem to carry less weight than they used to. Perhaps when the border and screw-em situation is finally behind us, we'll return to something that feels more normal, but for now, we trade what we've got. A volatile market near the top end of the range, where whatever the catalyst turns out to be, a sell-off can develop in a hurry. The feeder cattle index came in yesterday at 373.04, up $2.48, with a daily average of 377.51 on 3,684 head. That daily average is $10.95 above the previous week. Oklahoma City was 375, up $9. Joplin, 372, up $11. St. Ange's special sale from Saturday averaged 385 on index cattle. And the lineup looks good for the rest of the week, and I expect the index to continue to work higher. We've got some big sales here in Nebraska here coming up here this week, especially with Bassett. There's a big special sale. And I wouldn't be surprised if those index cattle average in that $400 mark. Tuesday slaughter estimate was 110,000 head compared to 109,000 head the same day last week. Week-to-date stands at 216,000 head versus 208,000 head last week, 8,000 head above last week's pace. The full week is tracking towards 534,000 head, right in line with the industry estimates of 525 to 535,000 head. The cutout was sharply higher on Tuesday with choice up 4.25 at $400.31. That $400 is a big marker, folks. I've mentioned that before. Select up 547 to 381.06. The choice select spread is $19.25 compared to last Tuesday. Choice is up 73 cents while select is $4.21 higher. Box cut volume was 66 cars, down from 82 cars last week. Here's the honest read on that $400 choice number, though. What we're likely seeing is a reaction to the upcoming 4th of July holiday and next week's reduced slaughter. When a packer needs quick ship for guaranteed delivered product, prices can escalate significantly and just as quickly deflate again. The news here out of the beef complex hasn't actually improved. The middle meats are soft. Demand for the fourth appears to be leaning towards hamburgers and hot dogs rather than steak cuts. Obviously, it's a hamburger and hot dog holiday. This week may be one of the starts to cut out with a bang but ends with a bust. We really need to be watching that, folks. Fed cattle cash trade was beginning to develop in spots on Tuesday, though some of it may be heat-related rather than reflecting genuine packer demand. Iowa had 40 head at 260 and 123 at 408 dress. Nebraska had no sales reported Tuesday, but 900 head came in Monday at 260. Kansas and Texas were quiet. Speaking of that weather here, the heat story is becoming a major factor here. Tuesday's weather forecast showed a significant heat building in the major cattle feeding areas, which could push some feeders to sell cattle ahead of the heat if packers are going to guarantee the slaughter spot. To put some numbers on it, the highest temperatures in the southwestern plains have been running in the upper 90s to 106 degrees periodically in recent weeks, with weekend readings reaching 111 degrees in southwest Texas. A low-pressure system in the Canadian prairies is expected to pull that heat north and east into the wetter areas of the Midwest, with excessive heat advisories and warnings likely to become common over the weekend and into next week. When you're talking about 1,500 to 1,600-pound black-eyed cattle, 100-degree and high humidity isn't just uncomfortable. Those animals have trouble walking to the water trough. The heat factor is real, and it's worth watching closely. A lot of sprinklers, a lot of shades getting set up right now, folks. In winter, the weather enemy is the wet and cold. In the summer, it's humid and heavy air and heat, and we're heading into both this week. So, got to keep your eyes on that. The comprehensive carcass weight for last week declined 1 pound from the prior week and posted a new seasonal low for the year at 946 pounds. Yet weights are still 37 pounds above the same week last year and 60 pounds above 2024. Even at the seasonal low, there are record-heavy carcasses for this point in the year. Tuesday's price action at August live cattle contract appeared to be a continuation of Monday's failure, closing at $1.35 lower. Support sits at the 10-day moving average of 244.62.5, the 40-day at 244.10, and those lines to watch in any further weakness here. Selling August cattle $13 to $14 below the anticipated cash mark is a difficult trade to make outright. Instead, I've been considering adding to the bear spreads, buying December and selling August at $7 August over Dece. That spread captures the likely convergence without taking a naked short position in a market with significant cash to support underneath it. Some noted options here that's traded here in live cattle and a few in the feeder cattle options here yesterday. live cattle. There were 500 December, 250 calls sold at 475. They bought 200 of the October 230 puts at 362 to 365. They also bought 450 August $2 puts at 7.5 cents. You're likely covering that position. So feeder cattle, there's 100 September, October 350 puts calendar spreads bought at 297 free bucks. That's one worth watching there. Bottom line is Tuesday was a give back day near the top end of the range, and that's not surprising. The cutout hitting $400 choice, but the underlying demand story doesn't fully support it. Heat's building across the plains that could accelerate the cash cattle movement. Watch the 10 and 40 day moving averages in August live cattle at 244.63 and 244.10 as a near certain support here levels to hold. The trade is expected to develop later in the week. Folks, that's your cattle market update for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cattle trade, or just talk markets in general, give me a call at 308-708-7340, or you can stop by Row M here in Hutchinson, Kansas at the Charlay Junior Nationals. Folks, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.